They'd had to calculate the stresses roughly.
What's plan B?
Tal Caro.
Her beloved wasn't the first to chuckle. His Sindarin was still improving, and he took a moment to realize that she'd just said, "Feet, do your stuff."
If this trap fails, running away is all we can do.
The paired wagons rolled onto the bridge. She could see the man leading the first Tox team suddenly stop and look around him in puzzlement, then stare down at his feet before running for solid ground. The first lurch came soundlessly. They labored all night on the bridge pillars just below the water level. Miserable work in relays as hands grew too numb to grip the saw handles. They'd gone through an implausible number of blades, too, which could never be replaced. But it was worth it, and if the scouts detected a little incomplete sabotage, they'd stop looking before they found the real thing.
We hoped.
She felt an enormous relief that left her stomach feeling oddly liquid for an instant.
And it worked. It worked.
The wagon crews ran either way off the lurching length of the bridge, arms and legs pumping in panic flight. The leverage of the severed uprights ripped welds and rivets loose. The bridge swayed right, hesitated for a moment, and then collapsed to the left. The bellows of the oxen did tear at her heart, but there was no way to spare the innocent beasts. Chaos boiled among the hundreds of men below as two of the giant wagons slid into the water. Astrid hit the toggle that released her war cloak and rose to her feet. She was wearing a full hauberk and gear. She filled her lungs as she rose, drew her bow, and shouted,
"La Chocala Drago Mord!
La Chocala Drago Mord!"
The Dunedain war cry, "Flame light, flee night."